When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
My Seven Chakras, episode 294.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Hey everyone, this is AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show where we provide you ancient wisdom for the modern mind that will inspire, motivate, and compel you to transform your life one small step at a time. So if you are new to the show, then I want to let you know that you have been divinely guided to this particular episode, and I want to give you a warm welcome. Today is another book read session, during which I will read out a carefully chosen excerpt from a book that has really touched me, and a book that I really enjoyed. And these books might be written by previous guests on our show, distant mentors, people I really respect and adore, as well as friends who have recently released an amazing book. Now, today's book is called Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal, written by Richard Gordon, and he's been in the field of energy healing for over 40 years. His four best-selling books are in 17 languages with certified practitioners of his work in over 50 countries. Quantum Touch is the touch-based healing technique that uses the chi of both practitioner and client, bringing them into harmony to allow the body to heal itself. Quantum Touch differs from other healing techniques because it does not require long years of study and presents none of the common hurdles of understanding or application. Anyone can learn it to use it to become a better healer, both of others and of self. Now, this excerpt is sort of like an introduction to the concept of energy healing through the lens of science, and I'm sure that you're going to really, really enjoy it. But before we begin, I've got a quick announcement for you. If you are fascinated by the chakras and what they can do for you, then you might want to attend this free live training that I've put together this Thursday, and it's going to take place online. The link you need is my7chakras.com/live training. Now, on this training, we will firstly look at the human energy system. I will talk to you about how small energetic blocks can ultimately, if not taken care of, lead to discomfort, illness, or disease. And I will also talk to you about the one reason why so many people don't experience results with chakra balancing, although information is readily available. And I will also teach you some simple but powerful techniques to balance your chakras immediately after the session ends. The link you need is my7chakras.com/live training. That's my7chakras.com/live training. All right, so let's begin our episode for today and the excerpt from the book Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. There truly is a mystery and a wonder in the seemingly simple function of resonance. From the galaxies to the subatomic, all people and particles dance to its power. If a piano and a guitar were both in tune and a G was played on the piano, the G string on the guitar would also vibrate. Sound waves moving the air are transferring the acoustical energy from the piano to the guitar. Similarly, tuned oscillators, that is, things that can vibrate at the same frequency, require very little work to transfer energy from one to the other. In this example, the string on the guitar absorbs the energy waves from the piano because it is tuned to the same frequency. Whenever there are similarly tuned oscillators, they form what is called a resonant system. The guitar and piano string are resonating with one another. If pendulum-type grandfather clocks are mounted against a wall with their pendulum swinging out of phase to one another, in a matter of days, their pendulums would lock into phase and beat together. In this case, energy transferred through the common wall would be sufficient to allow the clocks to come into phase with one another. This is entrainment, a phenomenon that allows two similarly tuned systems to align their movement and energy so that they match in rhythm and in phase. This phenomenon also occurs in the area of electronics when you have similarly tuned oscillating circuits vibrating at similar frequencies. The slower circuit will rise to match the speed of the faster one. In both of these examples, we can see how energy is transferred from one similarly tuned system to another. What can we learn from all of this? First, when two systems are oscillating at different frequencies, there's an impelling force called resonance that causes the two to transfer energy from one to another. When two similarly tuned systems vibrate at different frequencies, there is another aspect of this energy transfer called entrainment, which causes them to line up and to vibrate at the same frequency. Entrainment is the process by which things align their movement and energy together to match in rhythm and phase. And this seems to work with biological systems as well. On warm nights in many parts of the world, fireflies gathering in a tree will light up at random. Before long, they will be turning their lights on and off in a coordinated manner. I've often heard crickets or frogs all finding the same rhythm and coordinating their sounds to one another. In these cases, nature finds it useful or perhaps economical to rhythmically entrain the individuals. Perhaps through a more mysterious process, women sharing a house or dormitory over time will find that their menstrual cycles will rhythmically entrain as well. Scientists have found that even disembodied animal hearts, when kept alive in a lab and placed near each other, will entrain. The individual hearts will begin to beat in unison. The process appears to be universal. Now, Itzhak Bentov may have been absolutely correct in 1977 in his fascinating book, Stalking the Wild Pendulum. He states, "We may look at disease as such out-of-tune behavior of one or another of our organs of the body. When a strong harmonizing rhythm is applied to it, the interference pattern of waves, which is the organ, may start beating in tune again." He postulates that this theory may account for the reason energy healing actually works. I agree. When two things are vibrating at different frequencies through resonance and entrainment, either the lower vibration will come up, the higher vibration will come down, or they will meet in the middle. In quantum touch, practitioners learn through breath and meditation techniques to raise the vibration of their hands to a very high frequency. When they place their hands in proximity to someone else who is in pain, their client's body, like a similarly tuned circuit, will resonate and entrain to the practitioner's hands. Love is the universal vibration that allows people to transfer healing energy from one to another. In this book, Esoteric Anatomy, The Body as Consciousness, Bruce Berger writes, sympathetic resonance describes the tendency of two wave forms with the same degree of arc to vibrate sympathetically. Sympathetic resonance describes the tendency of two wave forms with the same degree of arc to vibrate sympathetically together, energizing and communicating universally with one another. Thus, waveforms of the same length and frequency will entrain and influence each other throughout all creation. This is the key to understanding one of the dynamics that holds creation together and to understanding our theory of the body as the energy of sacred sound. When working with quantum touch, the practitioners holds the highest vibration they can, which becomes the dominant frequency. The healer, otherwise known as the client or the patient, that is the person whose body is healing, will simply entrain with and match the vibration of the practitioner. A spiritual teacher named Lazarus has said, the definition of a great healer is someone who was very sick and got well quickly. In my opinion, anyone who claims to be able to heal others is either ignorant, mistaken, arrogant, or delusional. All we are doing is providing the resonant energies to allow others to heal themselves. The practitioner simply holds a tremendously strong harmonizing energy, and the client's energy matches that vibration. The innate body intelligence of the person receiving the energy will do whatever the body deems useful to cause healing to occur. The body heals itself with an unfathomable level of intelligence. Western civilization often takes the body's innate inner healing ability for granted, but it is the true healer. If we look at the cells of our body, we see that we have hundreds of billions of cells that are constantly feeding on oxygen and the food we eat, and releasing carbon dioxide and other waste materials. These cells are also busy reproducing and self-healing, with thousands of microscopic changes taking place every minute of the day. It's a good thing I don't have to keep track of all this activity, since I have a hard time just remembering where I left my keys. Without the breathing and body awareness techniques learned in quantum touch, it is actually possible for a practitioner to descend to the vibration of the client and thus become drained from the experience. This does not occur in quantum touch as long as we use the techniques to hold a naturally high resonance. Perhaps one day, healers will be known as resonant physicians. Life force. At every moment, each of us is awash in the perceptual movement of life force energy that streams through and around our bodies. Like the fish who has no concept of water, it has only been modern Western cultures who have denied the existence of life force. According to the rules inherent to the scientific method, everything must be measurable in order to concede its existence. Since scientists do not have sensitive enough instrumentation to measure or prove the existence of life force, they deny that it is real. This is like denying the existence of a television channel because your set does not receive that station. It is also like denying the existence of love because you can't measure its length or weight on a scale. Life force is the energy that differentiates that which is living from which is not. It is the animating current of life which has been acknowledged, appreciated, and utilized by numerous cultures around the world for thousands of years. The Chinese call it qi and the Japanese call it ki. These countries and many others utilize the energy for various healing massage techniques, acupuncture, and numerous forms of martial arts. The Indian yogis have called the energy prana and have used their understanding to achieve higher levels of consciousness through their practices of yoga, pranayama, meditation, and various healing practices. The Hawaiian kahunas refer to it as mana and also use it for hands-on healing, distant healing, and for prayer. The irony is that all people actually feel the life force within them every moment of the day. They just are not aware that they are feeling it. For most of us, the sensation of the life force energy can be analogous to the background noise of the street where we live. We've grown so completely accustomed to it that we no longer notice it. We only notice the street noise if we stop and pay close attention to it. Sometimes the most blatant and obvious things are the very least to be seen or acknowledged. Life force is just such a thing. Yet, despite the lack of awareness of life force, it is easily felt by most individuals without much effort. We just need to know how to look for it. Perhaps this is a sort of intuitive understanding of the life force and prana even within the English language. When someone dies and their vitality and life force leaves the body, we say that the person has expired. Similarly, when someone experiences a wonderful creative flow, we describe them as inspired. To inspire and expire are the same words we use to describe breathing, and the breath happens to be the primary source of prana. To summarize, life force energy is the animating current of life operating with a level of intelligence that boggles human imagination. The life force permeates all living beings. Hey there, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's session and I hope you are ready to take some action in your life. If you enjoyed listening, then make sure you order this book on Amazon. Go to my7chakras.com/294book. That's my7chakras.com/294book. And you'll be taken straight to Amazon. You can read more. And then, of course, if you like to, order the book. Now, if you prefer listening to the audiobook instead, then I want to remind you that audible.com is actually providing all our listeners one free audiobook download with a 30-day trial. And I know that this particular book is not available on their platform yet, but there are so many other books that you can choose among to claim and to use your first credit that you get for being part of Action Tribe. Okay, so the link that you need is my7chakras.com/freebook. That's my7chakras.com/freebook. Now, if you're on Instagram, then take a screenshot on your phone while listening to this episode and then tag me on Instagram so that we can connect, because I love connecting with each and every one of you listeners and members of Action Tribe. My Instagram is at my7chakras. That's at my7chakras. And if there's a specific book or some particular book or some book that resonates with you a lot and you want to hear it through my voice, then reach out to me via email. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. And use the headline AJ Book Reads and tell me what's on your mind. I'd love to hear from you. So let me know your thoughts, your epiphanies, your magical moments. Give me some feedback. What you liked about it, what you disliked about it, whatever it is, I am all ears. Let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's session. And until next time,
you are listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.